It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
This is a very special edition of the Money Pit coming to you from the floor of the 2007 National Hardware Show in Orlando, Florida. This is where thousands of exhibitors come to showcase the newest and the best products that their companies have to offer.
Yeah, this is the final step to getting those products to a store near you. Hundreds of the top brass in retail and wholesale are scouring the 50 acres of show space to decide what products will make it onto store shelves in a neighborhood store near you.
And you can't be here, but we can. So we're here to learn about the techniques, the tools, the tips, the trends that you're going to see on store shelves if you are a home improvement enthusiast over the next year or so. This hour, you get to hear about these products first. Do you feel like you need to spend more time taking care of your yard?
Always.
Well, lots of us do, but we just don't have the time. We're going to tell you about a couple of products that will cut your gardening time down with great results.
And also ahead, we're going to have the latest trends in home improvement. In fact, what are you willing to spend money on when it comes to spending for your home improvement dollars? We're going to tell you all that.
All of this coming up today on the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. It's Home Repair because we care. If you want to participate, call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or join us online at moneypit.com. First up, one of the quickest and easiest ways to give your house a fresh new look is paint. And our guest, Hans Mugler, is the president and publisher of Paint Dealer Magazine.
Now, I want to call him Hans. Is it
yes.
Hans?
But
Hans,
I answer to anything.
Hans is going to have some great insight into the tips and trends that we're seeing here at the Hardware Show. So welcome, Hans.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, my big question is, I mean, there are so many types of paints out there, types that are manufactured for specific rooms, for specific conditions. What are the consumers really asking for or demanding from their paints? Is it durability? Is it coverage? Is it low VOCs?
You led me right into it. It's all of them.
All of the above.
Low VOC is huge right now. Green, anything that you can do that's green for your home
today. And we're
today,
not talking the color.
No. But green colors are great, too. green products are fantastic out there right now. And there's so many low VOC products that the consumers need them in their houses. They want them in their houses. No one likes to paint their house inside and walk around and smell that new paint
for days
smell
and days
for
and days.
Months.
Hans,
you know?
Let's talk about VOC. That's volatile organic compounds. And these actually used to be something that you wanted in paint because it added to the durability, the usability of the paint. So it was really a technical challenge for manufacturers to find out how to continue to produce paint that had the same qualities in terms of durability and applicability, but be able to make it safer for the environment. What kind of a job are they doing?
They're doing a phenomenal job. There virtually isn't a paint manufacturer today that isn't making a low VOC paint. It's a priority for them. People are screaming for them. And the government's getting more and more, cracking down every year on more, lead-free products, lower VOC products. So if you can paint your house and not smell the paint, you're doing well.
Do you think that that's going to replace pretty much all paints on the market? Everything is eventually going to be low VOC?
I think it's a good trend because I think it's all linked to green, that ecological approach to keeping everything good for the environment, good for man, good for pets, good for plants. That kind of thing's not going to go away.
Well, if you don't have any consumers, nobody's going to buy
it. That's right. But, I mean, you can see everything from, I mean, it's such a buzz these days. It's not just green, let's do it, let's keep it a little niche. No, right. The companies are jumping in with both feet, and they're making great strides.
Let's talk about some of the biggest mistakes that you see consumers make. I imagine with your paint dealers all over the country, you really do serve as the expert advisor on the street. On the local guy that you can get a question answered to if you have a paint problem. What do you see as the biggest mistakes consumers are making when they pick up a paintbrush?
Well, I mean, first off, it starts even before they pick up the paintbrush. It's going and getting the products. And consumers frequently will go out, they have a job that they think is going to be expensive to paint their house inside or out or a project, and they'll go to get the cheapest products they can find. Automatically,
which is a huge mistake.
Huge mistake. You couldn't start worse. You might as well.
Well, especially with a product like paint, where the labor is really the big part of it. So, you know, you want to really invest in good quality materials because it is so expensive, either personally or if you're paying a painter.
Well, and also,
the labor is what costs the money.
With lower quality paint, you might end up having to apply 2, 3, 4 coats
absolutely.
To achieve the same coverage.
There's plenty of great paints out there. If you pay the price for paint, you won't have to do your job again anytime soon. So don't think that little $16 gallon of paint's going to do you a good job. You're going to use 5 or 6 of those gallons compared to 1 gallon of, say, $30 paint.
Which,
you know,
because you don't get
huge.
The coverage.
Absolutely.
Right.
You don't get the coverage. It wears poorly. When you go to wash it off, kids drew on it. You go to wash it off, it all comes off on your sponge. I mean, there are serious problems with slacker products. And I think the industry has turned to better quality products. That's where our magazine comes in. We go to international paint stores and paint dealers across the country. These independents, they are the backbone of the paint industry.
Right.
And they're based on customer service. They're based on premium products, the best paints, the best brushes, the best prep tools. That's how you do a good paint job.
You're listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you live from the floor of the 2007 National Hardware Show in Orlando, Florida. We're talking to Hans Mugler. He is the publisher of Paint Dealer Magazine. Now, I understand you guys had an award that you just gave for Paint Dealer of the Year.
Correct.
Who is the star?
Well, it's our second year. We've awarded Jones Paint and Glass out of Provo, Utah. Some fantastic people. Built their business on customer integrity, customer service, loyalty. Their
That's
employees
great.
Go to work for them and don't come, you know, don't go anywhere else.
Don't ever
they just
leave.
Stay
That's
there.
Good.
Yeah. So they get our award today. We're actually doing the presentation 3:00. We've got a couple of runners up for the award, and we did this last year for the first time. We've got about twice, almost three times as many people registered for it this year. So we're absolutely thrilled. We just thought it was time to bring an award to an industry
why not?
That wasn't handing
why not?
Out awards.
And why not reward the guys that are doing the job?
Absolutely.
So, and the paint is really making such a huge impact in design, and it really can make or break the style of a home or a room. And,
sure.
You know, I've always felt that a colorful room is much better than a white room because it really is a wonderful palette. Mm-hmm. But what about color trends? What are we seeing sort of emerging as new colors?
Well, if you had just read our latest issue of the Paint Dealer Magazine.
Available online?
We just had a color forecast. And it is available online, www.paintdealer.com. Quick plug. That's cheap and easy.
That's all right. You're allowed.
The trend right now, again, is low VOCs in green ecological paints. But we've got a hot trend right now out of ICI paints is masculine pink. That's their big color.
Those are two contradicting words.
I know, but, you know, and I know your listeners can't do it, but if they walked over to ICI's booth right now, they'd see them all wearing masculine pink. It's a very light, mellow shade of pink.
Are we talking for all walls or an accent color?
Accents or walls. It doesn't make a difference. It's how you use it. You know, and it's going to change every year, but we're seeing more browns and earth tones, things like that. I mean, it's the paint spectrum changes every year. Lots of people try different things to see what works. And, again, if you go to the East Coast or the West Coast, you're going to have different trends out there.
Absolutely.
I could just see us trying to explain this to our guy friends in the men den. You know?
Exactly.
So I like those walls. That's masculine pink.
That's right. That's right. We in the Midwest are a little bit less extreme. We don't go to the extremes that the East and West Coast.
You're like, we have shades of white.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And many shades of white. But color is big. Anytime you can put a splash of color in without having to use wallpaper, which is a very hard product to use, paint is easy. And we promote the heck out of it because it is an easy product to use.
Well, and paint is easy to change. It's the quickest big bang for your buck.
Absolutely.
Looking at the TV shows I work on, you add a splash of paint and all of a sudden it's a completely different atmosphere.
You have a different room, different atmosphere, different
You can put everything back exactly the same way, but paint those walls and it's a whole different environment.
Sure.
Hans Mugler, publisher of Paint Dealer Magazine, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you for having me.
Great job.
Well, all right, folks, you are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com, and we are coming to you direct from the 2007 National Hardware Show in Orlando, Florida.
Up next, what trends are driving the marketplace? We'll find out about smart homes, outdoor living, and the latest colors in home decor after this.
You live in a money pit.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Looking for a durable wood finish that allows the natural beauty of your wood grain to show through on decks, fence siding, and furniture? Behr offers a lineup of premium solid and semi-transparent waterproofing wood stains with NanoGuard technology to provide ultimate durability and wood protection. The solid color weatherproofing stain comes in more than 1,600 colors, while semi-transparent stain is available in 83 custom colors. Both products come with outstanding customer satisfaction guarantees, as does Behr's No. 500 Clear Premium Weatherproofer. For more information, visit Behr, BEHR.com. And remember, you can relax because your exterior weatherproofing finish is still hard at work.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
So AARP has a series of tips for homeowners who want to improve their homes, make them safer and more comfortable. And I found these tips on their website, aarp.org/homedesign. In the bathroom alone, I widened the door, installed brighter light bulbs, and put non-slip surfacing on the floor tiles. Instead of wishing my house had improvements, I'm making them.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/homedesign.
When it's time to choose a new entryway for your home, choose the brand more building professionals prefer, Therma-True Doors. Therma-True pioneered the fiberglass door. Today, Therma-True Doors come in more styles and colors than any other brand. Classic Craft represents Therma-True's premium collection. Fiber Classic is Therma-True's original wood grain fiberglass door. Or choose Smooth Star fiberglass for the look of smooth painted wood. But no matter which Therma-True entryway you select, you've chosen the most preferred name in the business. Visit Therma-True.com. This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Coming to you from Orlando, Florida, at the site of the National Hardware Show.
So many people here from all over the world representing so many products that are trying to make their way into the United States and some really unusual things. I love to check out these worldly aisles. And, you know, really, this is where the members of the retail industry come to find out about the newest and best products in home improvement and decide which ones are going to make it to a store shelf near you. It's like going shopping on the grandest of scales possible.
There are some really interesting new trends coming out at the Hardware Show this year, reflecting what homeowners really want, what they need. This is the place where all of these vendors come to really show their wares, and it gives us the chance to see them first.
Yeah, that's right. They include colors and textures in your home decor, technology, lawn and garden care. And here to tell us more about all of these trends that we're really seeing emerge here is Dennis McDonald from Reed Exhibitions, the folks who are putting on this massive undertaking known as the National Hardware Show. Welcome, Dennis. This is huge.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's a great show this year. Again, this is the 62nd year of the National Hardware Show, and it gets bigger and better every year.
Let's give our audience some sense as to the size of this, because I think when you think
super
of a home
giant
show, we all think perhaps of a local home improvement show.
Yeah.
But this place is just massive. How many acres do we have here?
Well, it's 800,000 square feet of, exhibit space alone.
Huge.
Okay, and this is actually the largest show put on in Orlando. We actually occupy both buildings, one on this side of the street and one on the other side of the street. 3,500 exhibitors.
My pedometer is up to 1,500 steps in about an hour. It might not be functioning properly, but it is. You know, Dennis, with so many new trends always emerging in the market and the consumers really demanding so many things, how do you decide what's a valuable trend and what's worth it for the event?
Well, one of the things we do is that we do a lot of research both at the exhibitor side, the attendee side, and some consumer research as well to see what's happening in the future. We're also seeing products that maybe in the past were professionally installed or things that needed to be done because of the high technology, slowly getting better suited for the DIY retailer.
Well, because there really is such a huge demand for folks wanting to tackle these projects on their own, and they really do want to try bigger and harder projects as well.
It's becoming more and more easy for them to do that, though, because the products are becoming a little more simpler, and with shows like yours, they have to help them through it.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I noticed even that one of the trends in bathroom design is that bathrooms are sort of becoming almost satellite workshops, putting desks in bathrooms and whatnot. Do you really see people giving up their last sort of bit of privacy to get some work done in there?
Not in my home.
Not in my home either.
So tell me about some of the projects that you've done at your own house based on the knowledge of the trade show like this.
Well, about a year or two ago, outdoor water features were a hot item.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I thought it was really, really interesting to add, you know, a splash, okay, of water to the backyard.
Yeah.
When you can't afford the waterfront property, the beachfront property, you bring it to yourself. And a water feature was installed in my backyard a couple of years ago, and it's great. Just plug it in and there's nature.
And they're actually quite simple to install on your own. It's the problem is finding the correct pump size to tackle the water feature
Absolutely.
That you want.
Absolutely. And there are great vendors here that can help you do that, okay, or retailers that specialize in landscaping and water features like that.
Let's talk about lawn and garden. You have an entire building that's filled with lawn and garden. What are the hot trends that you're seeing in lawn and garden right now?
Well, of course, the hot trends is furniture. Outdoor furniture is becoming more and more upscale. Just not the picnic table on the patio anymore. They're actually living room like furniture quality.
Outdoor lights. Outdoor rugs, all different kinds of things.
Yes.
And I think the interesting thing is that we're seeing such an emergence of materials that are specifically made for the out-of-doors. Before, it used to just be, here's wicker, put it outside, and then three seasons later, it's not so nice.
It's on the dump, yeah.
So we're really seeing, you know, plastics that are extruded to look like wicker, beautiful outdoor fabrics, even outdoor fillings for these cushions so that they really can go out there and stay out there.
Yes, and to make it so much more convenient, okay, for people that live in inclement weather and only have an occasional nice day to go outside, they can leave their furniture out and not worry about it getting moldy or dirty.
Not this quick dash to bring things in and out.
The other thing that seems to be really big right now is container gardening, and I'm seeing more innovation in something as simple as a flower pot. I saw some pots that lock together and stack up, and you're seeing a new material, so really you can garden even if you have a tiny bit of space.
Yeah, absolutely a great trend, okay, for city dwellers, okay, who have maybe a small outdoor patio or something.
Fire escape.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't trip over it on your way out.
That was when my first apartment on 28th Street in the city, I had a fire escape, and I called it my patio.
Your patio.
And I had one flower out there, and I was like, yay, I could step outside for a moment. But it's true. I mean, people are really looking to add accents to the outdoor space, even putting container gardening within a flower bed just to give it different levels.
Yes, and if you go to your outdoor independent lawn and garden dealer, he can also help you with the types of flowers that are best to put in those plants that will last throughout the summer.
What about smart homes? I've been hearing so much about this trend of wiring your homes to sort of catch up with our high-tech lifestyles. Do you really see a lot of that here with your vendors?
Well, we see a lot of that here in a way of do-it-yourself type of smart home applications.
Right.
Historically,
so kind of plug-and-play?
Yeah, more plug-and-play. The professionally installed systems, okay, they were done by integrators that maybe have put your security system in.
Right.
They've also been putting in your home automation systems. The products we're seeing here are the technologies that are kind of falling out of that,
right,
okay, into the DIY market.
I noticed a lot of flat panel devices that make it easy to hang your flat screen TV and hidden wiring casings.
And even outdoors.
Oh, I saw that outdoor plasma TV. Something like $8,000 for this plasma TV that senses the sunlight.
It could be like drive-in movies for the kids with the bicycles.
You know? Right.
Well, yeah.
Right,
meanwhile, half of the kids listening are like, "What's a drive-in movie?"
Well, landscaping certainly does improve the value of your house. Things like decks, things like gardening, really gives you a quick return on investment. And I think people are continuing to recognize that, and you have a lot of vendors that are sort of pushing that angle.
Yeah, and energy savings as well is a big hot topic, as you can imagine now as well.
I mean, it really is true. People are spending so much money with energy dollars. What about outdoor patios and decking? Do you have a lot of materials here that are composites, or do you see there's sort of a balance between woods and composites, or is one sort of emerging as the leader?
Well, I think the composite is certainly on its way up, okay? It's certainly easier to maintain, easier to put in for the DIY person, okay, in many cases. So we're seeing a trend in there. But, you know, natural wood is always nice.
Now, I agree. But there's something about this low maintenance, low need of maintenance that's really nice about the composites as well.
Absolutely. You also have a homeware section here. Is this the first year for the homeware section?
Well, we've always had a section for housewares.
Right.
Storage equipment, mops, brooms, et cetera, et cetera. And the category now is growing so rapidly that we've now branded it itself as the homeware section of the show.
Oh, excellent.
Sorry. Yes.
And so what does that include? Is it more decorative items? Because I have yet to make it over to the enormous hall across the street.
Yeah. The homeware products are more storage products, things like that for cleaning supplies, et cetera, et cetera. Things that are soft goods, things that used to be in hardware stores that you're seeing come back again.
Oh,
the other trend I noticed, too, is that black is back. You have homeowners that are turning to darker colors for home decor and furniture. That's kind of interesting.
That's kind of interesting, too. And also interesting is the coloring of ceilings, which you hadn't seen in years past. Now people are actually applying color to the ceiling rather than just the old ceiling white.
Oh, absolutely. And there's even been a trend to do the walls, the ceiling, the same color.
Yes.
And even the trim work the same color. And you would think it would almost create a cave-like feeling, but it actually opens up the space quite a bit and really expands it.
And really adds some warmth as well to the whole.
It does.
Dennis, most of the products that are rolled out here, are these products that are available now on store shelves, or are they products that we're going to be seeing over the next year or so?
They're probably products you're going to be seeing over the next year or so. There will be some, obviously, that are maybe on the shelf soon. Mm-hmm. There are some that maybe we never see. Right over here next to where we're speaking is an inventor's area, first time this year.
Oh, that's interesting.
Where we have people who brought in something they may have invented in the garage. Doesn't quite yet have a manufacturer or a retail outlet, and they're looking for someone to say, wow, that's the next weed whacker.
Right.
That's so fantastic. In fact, I actually was working on an invention myself. You know, everybody wants to have the next big idea. And I met my IP attorney here last year at the event
in Las
Vegas. I happened to just be wandering and was chatting with a paint vendor.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, this is my IP attorney. I was like, have I got an idea for you?
So when are we going to see the first Leslie Segretti branded product?
Hopefully I'll be portraying it next year
at the Inventors Workshop.
I'll be like, Dennis, we'll interview you again if I can get table space. I'm already bartering.
You're keeping your day job for now?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, an amazing job here, and thanks so much for allowing us to come and broadcast. We know that this is not open to the public, but it's really interesting for folks like us in this industry to be able to see these products before sometimes they get out on store shelves, sometimes they already are on store shelves, but the trends are also very, very fascinating. We can really stay sharp and know what's to expect next.
Well, that's why we're here.
Well, thank you so very much, Dennis.
Dennis McDonald's the Senior Vice President for the National Hardware Show. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at the scene of the 2007 International Hardware Show. Hey, a little while ago we were talking about outdoor living continuing to be a really big focus for consumers. Lots of you want to spend time making our yards look great, but not if you have the time that it takes.
That's right, and now you don't need to set aside hours and hours of time. Up next, a multitasking garden tool that's going to shave time off your outdoor chores, so stick around. Money Pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Therma-True, the nation's leading manufacturer of fiberglass entry and patio door systems. Choose the brand more building professionals prefer and add up to $24,000 to the perceived value of your home. For more information, visit Therma-True.com.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show coming to you from Orlando, Florida. This very special edition of the Money Pit is being broadcast from the floor of the largest home improvement event in the world. It's 800,000 square feet of the coolest, the neatest, the newest home improvement products you're going to see anywhere.
That's right. We've got a very exciting show for you today. We're broadcasting, as Tom said, from the floor of the 2007 National Hardware Show, which is the largest show to ever come to Orlando, which is surprising because we've seen some biggies here. And it's really where the top brass in retail go shopping for the stuff that's eventually going to end up on store shelves near you. And one of the biggest trends that's still going strong out here is outdoor living and lawn and garden care, which is the big mystery to me.
Well, according to market research, the lawn and garden industry accounts for nearly 10% of the home improvement dollars spent and generates more than $50 billion a year. And only $1 billion of that comes from my household.
Yeah, from the mistakes that I make in my garden.
Outdoor spaces have become as important as family rooms and living rooms, and today's consumers want to furnish and decorate them with as much care as they do their indoor spaces.
And we've seen evidence of that here in the lawn and garden world, where the newest, latest, and greatest lawn and garden products are being showcased, including new products from Ames True Temper. And joining us to tell us about a brand new 7-in-1 tool for your garden, it's called the Planter's Buddy, is Jeff Brownrigg, the VP of Marketing for Ames True Temper. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks.
So
good morning.
This is pretty cool.
You come bearing gifts.
Yes, it's a terrific new tool that we developed from Platform Research, and as you mentioned, has 7 unique features in the one tool.
So what 7 tools are we combining into one handy thing for the yard and garden?
Well, it starts with a measuring tool, which is good for spacing the plants, as well as for the depth of which you would put the plants, particularly annuals. It's got a bag opener. It's got a trowel. And the unique thing about this particular tool for the trowel, unlike how most people dig for a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're not supposed to do that?
Well, actually, no. The professionals will take the tool like this and pull back the soil.
Like stab it in,
pull it back,
like,
and then drop in the annual.
Shovel back and forth.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And they do that with a lot of speed. So the other feature on this product is the weeder down here at the tip of the tool, as you can see.
Oh, it almost looks like a nail remover.
Right.
At
it's
the
like
tip
a hook.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We've got you can kind of get in really tight around the plants that you don't want to rip out.
Absolutely.
Half the time when you pull out the wrong thing. And the root is also intertwined.
It helps you loosen up the weed and just be able to pull it out so you're not really damaging the lawn. We've got a tamper at the top here, as you can see. That's for putting in fertilizer stakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a twine cutter here. And
see,
a sod
this
cutter.
Is great because I generally tend to go out to the garden with
a bag of tools.
Not even a bag, just scattered things. And then I've actually even buried things by accident in my yard. I'm kind of klutzy when it comes to the garden. I'm amazed that about 85% of my plantings from last year are actually returning this year. I'm thrilled about it. I feel that success. But this is great because everything's combined in one. I'm not going to lose things around the yard.
When you mentioned losing them, that's why we have this in this nice bright color blue.
So on the handle.
helps you see it in the grass or in your mulch.
Yeah, and you also can identify it in your neighbor's toolbox if they happen to kind of make off with it.
Exactly.
Now, do you find you get more success when you're planting if you do sort of that separation of the soil rather than digging out? Is that why the pros go for that technique rather than digging a hole?
Well, it depends on the kind of plant that you're putting in. But, again, if you're doing impatiens, you want them closer. If you're doing some other plants, you want them further apart.
You know what's really fascinating about the National Hardware Show is we get to meet guys like you who take something that people take for granted, you know, a garden spade, and you totally reinvent it. It's like reinventing the hammer every single time and always making it better because it's as small as your average garden shovel for planting, but it does all of these cool things. How much does that cost?
$14.99. It's available at Home Depot, Lowe's, True Value, and other fine retailers.
Great. So you got good distribution on
it,
too.
Yeah, we really do.
Jeff Brownrigg. Very cool.
Thank you very much. Thank you so very much. All right, folks. Well, there's nothing better than a good shower. And up next, we're going to tell you how to achieve total zen spa-like experience.
Total zen is
right
good.
In your own home. I love that. All right, folks, stick around. We got more coming up soon.
You live in a money pit.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi Woodworking Tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
I want to keep my home for as long as I can because there are a lot of memories here. I read a little bit about making my house more comfortable and wanted to make my mom's house safer too. AARP told me about making mom's bedroom door whiter and taping down her floor rugs. And I added handrails to our staircases. It was all simple and inexpensive thanks to AARP's tips. Now our homes fit our lifestyles and are ready for years to come.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/homedesign.
If you have trouble sleeping because of stuffy air, or if your floors and furniture feel sticky, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. During milder weather, when your air conditioner isn't running, humidity levels can rise unchecked. Whether it's mold and mildew or musty smells invading your home, an April Air Central dehumidifier will help eliminate excess moisture and get you back on your way to a comfortable, healthy home and a good night's sleep. Call your heating and cooling contractor today or visit aprilair.com. April Air, fresh ideas for indoor air.
When it's time to choose a new entryway for your home, choose the brand more building professionals prefer, Therma-True Doors. Therma-True pioneered the fiberglass door. Today, Therma-True Doors come in more styles and colors than any other brand. Classic Craft represents Therma-True's premium collection. Fiber Classic is Therma-True's original wood grain fiberglass door. Or choose Smooth Star fiberglass for the look of smooth painted wood. But no matter which Therma-True entryway you select, you've chosen the most preferred name in the business. Visit Therma-True.com. AOL's new real estate site has the answer to any question a homeowner, buyer, seller, or renter may have. In fact, it's kind of spooky, almost like they're reading your mind.
Hello?
Hello? Who said that?
Me, down here. I'm AOL Real Estate. Got any questions about your house?
Well, I do have a question about my 60s-style bungalow, because there's pink paint in the back and...
Lead composition. Stabilize with 3-in-1 primer. Paint over with an Aegean blue to match your eyes.
I think I love you.
AOL Real Estate. So smart, it's amazing. Go to realestate.aol.com to see our own answer man, Tom Kreitler, in action. This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is a very special edition of the Money Pit program today, coming to you from Orlando, Florida, and the floor of the National Hardware Show. Now, this is where the retailers go shopping for the stock that will eventually line store shelves in places like Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace, Sears, Do It Best, and many, many, many more stores. Probably one near you.
Yeah, it's also a great place to check out the trends in home improvement. For example, I've been seeing that black is back. Even though I felt it's never gone away, it's making a huge presence here at the show. And new homeowners are really turning to darker colors for home decor and furnishings, even various shades of black, gray, and brown with dark oil-rubbed bronze finishes. You know, from wall colors to kitchen cabinetry, window shades, and living room furniture, darker colors are appearing in homes more than ever.
Now, if that wasn't enough, there's another huge home improvement show going on clear across the country in Las Vegas.
It's the Battle of the Home Improvement Shows.
It's called the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. We're going to take you there live right now for the latest kitchen and bath trends. Joining us to talk about them is Todd Teeter, Vice President and GM for Moen Retail. Hey, Todd, how's things in Vegas? Yeah.
You know, it's sunny. We're just getting up. Good morning, Tom and Leslie.
It's early for you guys out there, but tell us what's going on.
Well, we're, you know, getting ready to go. We're excited about the show. We've got the next 3 days, so it should be an exciting year this year.
Wonderful. Now, I noticed that you guys have really just tried to perfect this shower experience into a zen-like experience. And I've seen some shower heads that are, you know, futuristic, quite frankly, in how they look. What are you seeing as trends for the shower, and what's going on that's new at Moen?
Well, you know, we're really excited about showering. And, you know, homeowners are really looking for a superior showering experience. They really want that spa-like experience at home. And, you know, we have spent a lot of time in research trying to understand what's important to them. And we have a lot of luxurious choices now with our new Moen Inspire line of shower heads.
What are some of the buzzwords that the consumers are asking for?
Yeah,
when
I hear
they
like
say,
spa-like experience.
Is it
zen?
High power?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, you know, think we have a 7 function where, you know, 7 really provides a full range of options. You get up in the morning, you know, they're looking for something that's invigorating. So invigorating is a key word. You know, you have a great workout. You're looking for something that's refreshing or energizing, has a massage setting to it. And then at night, if you're just trying to relax and get ready, you know, for the evening, you may need a relaxing wide spray. So we provide the full range of different type of spray settings with our 7-function shower head.
Well, so that's great. So rather than having one specialized shower function, you're really looking at this variety.
I love the names. They have all of these 7 shower heads names. We have invigorating concentrated spray, refreshing combination spray, energizing massage, targeted massage. Because, you know, some days you feel like a targeted massage, and some days you need that energizing massage. You need the extra boost to get your day going.
Well, you know, it's right, Tom, because you have a great workout and you've got a sore muscle.
That's right.
Target massage is going to feel a lot better than just the energizing massage to kind of get you rolling in the morning. So
you must have a fun job, Todd, because you get to test all this stuff out, huh?
You know, I do, but, you know, it's a way to really turn everybody off at home because, you know, every day they have something different to try. And they like, you know, they like their sprays as well. So,
and it's the 10 questions that your family has to answer once they step out of the shower.
Well, you know, I say that, you know, full body coverage, you know, do you feel full body coverage? We have a spiral pattern that we actually use on this spray face that really, it envelops the total body. It gives them invigorating sprays, and it's really full body coverage. So
it's kind of like stepping into a human car wash.
Well, you know, it is. It's force, it's coverage, you know, and it's how the water feels against your skin in each of the different sprays.
Very cool. Todd Teeter, VP and GM for Moen Retail, joining us live from the floor of the Kitchen and Bath Show in Las Vegas, the other big home improvement show going on right now. Thanks for getting up early for us, Todd.
Yeah, you bet.
Have fun.
Have a great show.
All right, folks. Well, if you're any kind of do-it-yourselfer at all, you probably own a drill. I know I own several. Tom does as well. And you've heard us talk about the Drill Doctor from Pro Tool Manufacturers, which is the best drill bit sharpener out there on the market. And now there's a new tool sharpener from the same team called WorkSharp. And it's really awesome and amazing how quickly and easily it sharpens everything. And here to tell us about it are Kevin Blodgett, the VP of Marketing, and WorkSharp Product Manager Kyle Crawford. Welcome, guys.
Hi, guys. Hi, so, Tom, Leslie.
So you guys have a very, very innovative tool. Now, we have been very impressed with the Drill Doctor for many years. I know that I use it frequently to sharpen the drill bits around my house, but I also have a ton of really dull chisels. And sharpening chisels has always been something
that's... And chisels are expensive.
They're very expensive, and it's something that's really, really hard to do. I mean, most people don't sharpen them. They do throw them away. If you think you waste money throwing away a drill bit, think about how much money you waste throwing away a chisel. Or try to find a sharpening place that can take one right now. You guys really have made it easy with this new tool.
You're right. We did the same thing that we did with Drill Doctor. We made it fast, easy to use. It works every time.
Do you feel that you sort of have to demonstrate how simply it works, that people are a little bit apprehensive to try it on their own, that once you physically show somebody, because that's really how I was. I was so reluctant about the Drill Doctor. I was like, gosh, that seems hard. And you're like, no, twist, twist, done. Is it that simple?
It's that simple, and there is skepticism at first. And once they see it, they go, wow, it really works.
Well, the secret is really getting the tool to be steady. And you guys have figured out a way so that you can basically hold the chisel very, very flat, move it into the WorkSharp, and the WorkSharp does the work for it. I think the design is pretty interesting. You have a glass wheel that's covered with an abrasive disc. Kyle, talk to us about that.
Well, we chose the glass disc because it's flat, stable.
It's perfectly flat.
Mm-hmm. And it's never going to change.
It doesn't wobble.
Correct.
It can't warp.
Right.
Right.
Like a bench grinder, you need to true the grinding surface. So mm-hmm. There's a lot of maintenance involved. So we chose the glass wheel because it's flat, stable, and it creates a great surface to adhere adhesive-backed abrasives.
Okay.
So it also provides a wide grit selection from grinding through honing.
No, and it's a completely dry sharpening tool. There's no need for water, moisture, anything to help sort of maintain the sharpening?
That's correct. It's an air-cooled dry sharpening system, and we're using a routed airflow and heatsink design for active cooling during sharpening.
Oh, interesting. That's very interesting. Does it ever get to a point when you've sharpened a chisel 4, 5, 9 times that you just can't do it anymore and it's really just not recommended to keep sharpening it, or can you just keep the same one forever?
Similar to a drill bit, you can really sharpen a chisel a number of times and really extend the life of that tool.
Now, what about something that's not flat? What about like a gouge or a lathe tool?
We have a solution for that also. We're using a slotted edge vision wheel that as the wheel spins, it becomes invisible, and you can now see the cutting edge.
So you're grinding on the underside of it, but you're looking through the slotted wheel, and you can actually see it.
That's correct.
Wow.
Well, I got to tell you, you guys sent me one of these things, and I took the nastiest dented chisel I could find, one that had like struck a nail by accident. And when I was done, you could have shaved with it. I mean, it was just that sharp.
I wouldn't recommend it,
but you could. I mean, it was very cool how quickly it worked. And the fact that you've developed these abrasive discs, when you I have to call it, looks like sandpaper when you glue it on. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen sandpaper that can cut steel like these discs do.
Yeah, we're using premium abrasives. We've chosen a Norton abrasive that works best with the system.
And does that adhesive disc on there ever need to be changed, or is that on there forever because you're gluing it down to this glass wheel?
They're adhesive backed. They're readily available at your local hardware store. So they do exhaust after a certain number of sharpenings based on tool damage, but they're easily replaceable and easy to find in the market.
Wow, that all sounds great.
Very cool. Kevin Blodgett and Kyle Crawford with your new tool Work Sharp. Available now in stores?
Yes.
Yeah? How much does it cost?
The model that we're talking about is Work Sharp 3000, and it's a $199.
Wow, that's great price. And I tell you what, you buy four or five chisels, you're going to use up that money.
Yeah, well, saving you money. And now we're going to talk about saving you time on yard work, which is a running theme here at the Hardware Show this year. And the manufacturers hear you loud and clear, and they're making your yard work easier.
That's right. You are listening to the Money Pit live from the 2007 National Hardware Show in Orlando, Florida. Up next, a tool that will help you do just that, make yard work easier. It's a battery-powered cultivator. We'll tell you all about that and more of the trends, the tips, the techniques that are coming out of the Hardware Show after this. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are broadcasting a special edition of the Money Pit today from sunny Orlando, Florida. Yes, the famous mouse lives here, but the folks here at the National Hardware Show are the kids in this big candy store. This is where the big wigs in retail and wholesale come to do their window shopping for the products that will eventually make it to store shelves near you.
Yeah, and one of the trends surfacing here is outdoor living. Luxurious landscaping is going mainstream, with fireplaces and water features becoming common in outdoor spaces. Just ask my next door neighbor. He's got every single one of those things we've just mentioned. And the trends here really mirror what we hear on the show all the time. Homeowners really are spending more and more of their time and money on their outdoors and want to make these spaces look good and feel as comfortable as possible.
Black & Decker has a new product to help you achieve just that. It's an 18-volt cultivator. It's a battery-powered digger. Here to tell us exactly what it can do is Monica Portman, Senior Product Manager for Black & Decker. Hey, Monica.
Hi, guys.
Welcome. So you came out here special for us.
I did.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we could give you a reason to come to Orlando.
I'm glad I could have
it. Now, this is a very innovative tool because I don't think that we've ever seen a cultivator that was battery powered before. And if you think about the challenges of working in a garden, you know, most of the time you have to rent a gas powered tiller, something of this nature. It's big, it's heavy, it's messy. This is lightweight, and it allows you to get in pretty close to the plants.
Yes, and that's exactly what we designed it for. We really saw a gap there where people needed something to use every day. When they've already planted their plants, you know, in small, tight spaces. And this is a perfect thing to go in there and do that during season weeding, cultivating to get ready to plant flowers and vegetables. It really allows you to get into tight spots in and around your garden.
Well, and the interesting thing, and, you know, being a new-ish homeowner, we've had our house for 3 years, I never understood the importance of cultivating the soil before you plant. And we had zero success for years and years trying to make that garden work. And then finally, my uncle, who was quite gifted, said, you got to turn the soil. You got to cultivate. You got to do it. And everything is thriving. So it really is a huge help to people to make it simple for them to do just that.
Yes, it is. And it's very important for your garden to flourish, like you had just mentioned. So this just gives people an easy way and a lightweight tool just take out on a weekly basis and be able to do that without having to lug around something large and heavy or have to worry about renting.
You know, the head design is pretty interesting. Normally, when you think of a tiller, you think of a wheel that sort of turns and digs into the soil. You actually have something that looks more like teeth, and it grabs and sort of shakes the soil back and forth and breaks it apart, which is very cool.
Yes, and we've designed this to have what we call counter-oscillating motion, where the tines don't turn in a full circle. And that way, when you are weeding, those weeds don't get tangled up in your tines because they're constantly spitting them out.
Right.
And it does allow you to get, like, if you have a rocky soil, it'll spit the rocks out instead of getting tangled up in the tines.
Now, how long will the battery power last?
It'll do up to 325 square feet of planted beds.
That's a lot of space.
That's a pretty big garden.
And it's an 18-volt rechargeable battery. Does this battery work with any of your other 18-volt tools?
It's the same 18-volt tool that or battery that works in all of our garden tools as well as our power tools.
So it's interchangeable
fantastic.
With the other tools.
It is interchangeable.
That's really great. And it's only about $150 retail. So considering if you've ever needed to rent one of these devices or something similar to tackle a lot of yard work, it really cuts the cost down and allows you to work on it all season long.
Yes. Now, is it available now?
It is available now at most of your major retailers. And you can visit our website to find out where else it's available.
BlackandDecker.com?
That's right.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Monica
Thanks,
Portman.
Monica. Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much. You too.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. We are live on the floor of the 2007 National Hardware Show in Orlando, Florida, bringing to you the tools, the tips, the technique, the information that you need to make smart home improvement decisions.
Yeah, and I'm super excited. The only thing is I wish I could walk around with a shopping bag because there's so many things I want to take home and try and learn about, but that's why we're here, to recommend everything to you all so you can make smart decisions.
Well, the 75 pounds of metal takeaways really slows the lines down at the airport.
At the airport. Going home is always a problem.
You've been listening to the Money Pit broadcast live from the 2007 National Hardware Show in Orlando, Florida. We've been happy to, but tiringly, walking this entire floor, reporting on the coolest, newest products in the home improvement, and as they say here, the home enhancement industry.
Yeah, my guess is that by end of day three of the event, I will have covered 10 miles.
I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.